Blog Talk Radio.
I just wanted to voice my opinion about trolls and trolling and stuff. I just wanted to say that I don't 100% support it in some areas, but I do want to make it clear for people that are very thick-headed in Fort Smith, Arkansas, that they don't understand that it's not personal attacking of people. They don't understand that it's randomized and that it's done for money. Like, that they don't think that it's being done as a job, which it is. They think that it's just for fun, like it's something because they're bored, so they just screw with people.
We're accepting trolls of all sorts. It's been fun so far. We've had a nice broad range of trolls. I have another one here, another 760. Go ahead, you're on the air.
We know you won't play Colin because her giant tuna pussy reminds you of a 50-minute sandwich that you eat every day before breakfast. I think you should quit Blog Talk Radio and stay away until your BMI is less than there forever. Bye, bitch.
I'm your fucking white ass.
Bill Wagner used to be part of Skype Asshole.
I'm on to the 182 and I'm on to Skype Asshole.
I'm a troll and a liar.
So can you please stop for a while?
The one I did, yeah. We changed his name.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Everybody hates everybody. And I'm in on it.
That's right.
That's right. I'm in on it. You're in on it. We're all in on it. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay, bitches. If you don't like it, go somewhere else. Welcome one, welcome all to the program. I'm Vince in the Bay, your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours here. I want to thank my early chatters. And that's that piece, Basic Bitch, Bionica, Donnie C, Floptina, Gagaloo, Iconoclast TX, Illuminati, Pirate Swoop, Renee, Shellwig, and Uncle Bobby. Big ups to Renee and Uncle Bobby. I visited with them this morning on Uncle Bobby's show this morning. It was nice to hang out with them and see how the other half lives, you know, the daytime people. But big show tonight. Appreciate you folks coming through. Yes, Troll Wars continues here on BTR. The series on trolling here on Blog Talk Radio continues. We got a lot of developments here. I came from Cowpoke's show earlier where he exposed some more connections. He basically, if you listen to Cowpoke's show today, he put everything, he kind of brought it all full circle. He basically said that everybody that trolls on BTR is controlled by the Skype assholes, essentially. And he's got inside information. The Skype assholes are plotting to bring back the One Angry Jew. He doesn't buy for a minute that One Angry Jew's gone. And sure enough, if you listen to his program, the One Angry Jew called in and actually admitted it on the air. So we've got you know, confirmation that Calpo has good intel. Another troll news, I noticed the Flawless Crew's here. I appreciate them stopping by. I was afraid I was on some sort of probation from hanging out with them. I don't know. But I see Gagaloo in my chat room. It was just, what, a day ago? I was trying to go into your chat room, Gagaloo, and you kicked me out. Yeah. I didn't even say anything. I just walked in, minding my own business, trying to hang out, you know, see what the Flawless crew is doing, and I got booted. I don't know if this has to do with Debbie Daly and all that bullshit, but I think we're past that now. At least I hope so. There's better things to do. We've got more important things. We got other troll news we got to get to. The Bill Wagoner crew is making some rumblings. They're up to a lot of no good as per usual. Anywho, the priority here on the program is calls. If you want to join me here, the number 347-826-7667. I've got to go to the lines of 760. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Vince,
hello.
Girl, why are you so obsessed with me? If you haven't noticed, no one care about you or your floppy flop shits without me around. I hope you help pay for all the tissue boxes your mother has to buy you to clean up all the cum you dispense out of yourself when you masturbate daily in your mom's basement. And Moxie, I heard you use that homophobic slur. You are flawed and a basic bitch. I hope Vince goes down on you for 3 hours and your vagina becomes drier than the Sahara Desert. Iconoclast, I still want my Dairy Queen discount. P.U. What the fuck is that rotten smell? Is that chicken of the sea? Oh no, it's just Cali. Peace out, flops. Shake your pussy.
All right. So, there you have it. One of my signature trolls there. Stopping by again. I don't even know what we call that troll. It's the Flawless Cruel's house troll. I don't know what they call. You guys got to give me a name for that person. Anyways, I'm going to bring on some real people, like VMAC. What's up, VMAC?
What's up, V?
Nothing much, dude. We're just, I was trying to think of what I wanted to theme the show today, and I was really trying to get away from, honestly, trying to get away from the troll theme, but, looking around, I gravitated to some more troll news today, and there's some big, big news with the Bill Wagoner crew. They've hit on a national scale, and I'm going to get into that in a second. There they go. Thanks for coming through, Flawless Crew. We'll catch you next time. I have another caller here, Moxie. Hey, Moxie.
Hey, what's that, man?
Moxie.
I guess, I was accepted by the Flawless Crew, and I think just rejected.
Oh, yeah?
Right? What did they say about me, and what did the robotic voice say? I don't know. I'm not sure I'm welcome
no idea.
Over there anymore.
I have no idea. I don't know. I can't. You know what? I don't know what to make of them. The best thing to do is just treat them as what they are. They're like a flash mob, and you just saw them flash in and out of the chat room. See, there you go, Renee and Uncle Renee. This is one of Renee's first time listening to the show, I think. And
uh-oh.
That's
sorry,
that
Renee.
That was the Flawless Crew. They are basically a flash mob here on BTR. There's about, I don't know, 20 or 30 of them. And, they just, do what you just did. They all show up in one chat room and go crazy for about 10 minutes and then they go somewhere else.
I want to hear more about. Were you on the After Hours with Cal Pote, Dr. Pote?
Yeah. We didn't go too crazy After Hours with Dr. Pote, but the Jew did go into detail on some things pertaining to Black conservative and other things.
Who's playing music in the background? I'm just curious.
That would be VMAC.
Yeah, can you turn it up a little bit? Really, I can't
hear it. Yeah, sorry, VMAC. That's It's I'm going to put you on mute for a second here and come back to you in a minute. But did you see
Dr. Pote and the one-eyed angry Jew had a talk after hours? I was not there.
Yeah, I was there. He just kept going into how the black conservative is a fraud. He's not a real conservative.
No.
Nor is he really black.
You're kidding me.
No.
Shit.
Check out Cowpoke's show.
No, I was there, but I didn't hear the end of it. And so I didn't understand all the implications of everything that Dr. Pote, was lying out. And, and of course the one-eyed angry Jew came in and they started doing the chalkboard drawings. And, I had no idea. Now, is Flawless tied into this somehow?
tied into what? Well, I asked Calpo, and he said Flawless is just a part of the Skype Assholes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Flawless is just another faction that gets their marching orders from the Skype Assholes.
Yes, I was telling somebody in a chat earlier that I'm BWC forever. And I think they believed me, but maybe not.
Really?
You can never know.
I don't know what, I don't know what to believe anymore. I wouldn't be surprised if you were.
It's confusing. No, come on now. You know I'm flawless. Well, I was, and now I'm not accepted anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Go cry, I guess.
You're post-flawless now.
Post-flawless, yeah. That.
Hey, Granny Tranny, welcome to the program. Appreciate
I
having you here.
I love Granny.
Are you familiar with Granny Tranny? I've never heard of Granny Tranny.
I was in Granny Tranny's show the other night. Granny rocks. She's flawless.
Oh, damn. She's hot.
Mm. Yeah, she is.
Call in, Granny Tranny. Let's get it on, sister.
That's right.
347-826-7667. Yeah. I see you, Granny. I'm waving back at you. Oh.
You don't have your... Only premium subscribers to Vince in the Bay can see your webcam.
Right. Yeah, if you're an Insider Extreme, you get to see the webcam if you sign up at vinceinthebay.com. 347-826-7667. Vince in the Bay here with Moxie and... VMAC, we're taking your calls. We're talking trolling. We're talking other stuff. I want to get into this. Bill Wagner's crew made some national, a little blip on the national scene.
Yeah, and that was big time.
They were talking about it on the on one of their shows yesterday. And apparently they called into the Skype Assholes last night. So I haven't listened to that program yet, but. I'm sure all I have to do is tune into Cowpoke's show or Bill Clinton's show, and I'll get filled in on everything.
Well, I heard some it was very interesting to me anyway. Are you talking about that young boy that died, Travis?
Yeah, this kid Travis who died, and supposedly one of the BWC created a memorial page or a memorial page on Facebook, and like for like a week or so, everybody just started posting on there, and there was like something like a thread that was like 700 people long or something, and then after a while, the BWC guys started trolling in there and like just posting like porn and all kinds of crazy shit and just being dicks.
Yeah, I heard they did the same exact thing to John Jack McGuire, the cop that was shot in the face. Yeah, it's true.
Wow.
BWC you got to be afraid of them, man.
Yeah, talk about trolls. These guys like take it serious.
Bill Wagoner must have a big wallet to pay all those guys. You know.
I know. He's got a serious. payroll to deal with there. He must be just, he must like own a casino in Vegas or something.
I heard he was in Michigan.
I heard he was moving back to he was back in Vegas now.
I heard he never left Vegas.
I heard he never was in Vegas.
I heard his name isn't even really Bill Wagner.
I heard that his name is Bill Wagner.
I heard he's actually the one angry Jew.
Yeah, you're right. God damn it. Once you start using Cowpoke's reasoning, it's hard to argue with you without looking like
I know.
An idiot.
Dr. Pote has taught me well.
All right, so I want to clue people in, the listeners, to what these Bill Wagner fucking idiots are doing. They're making fucking
hey
TV
now.
News.
BWC forever.
Hundreds of students are up in arms tonight after a Facebook memorial page for their friend was plagued with graphic images. The page was created under the guise of a tribute page for Travis McAfee, who died from injuries he got in a Christmas Eve car crash. 4029's Kelly Johnson broke the story and talked to dozens of high school students who wanted to speak their minds about this incident.
The Facebook page was created Monday morning and was described as a way to remember Travis McAfee's life. But later that night, and after more than 700 people liked the page, the type of posts started to change.
What's going on, everyone? This is the administrator of the page. I just quickly wanted to share that when I first made this page and I first found out that Travis, you know, passed away, I just couldn't stop help but laughing.
This video, posted by a man claiming to be the administrator of the page in loving memory of Travis McAfee, was only one of many things fans of the page found appalling.
I've seen pictures of Travis. They were posting comments on him, making fun of him, taking light of the situation of his death.
Brenton said the page, which included mostly high school members, quickly filled up with X-rated images.
Some of them was pornographic, and others was just outrage, disgusting. Made me sick to my stomach.
4029 was first to break this story, prompting a man who calls himself Johnny Smith to call our newsroom. Smith claims to work for an organized group that he said was responsible for the page.
We are teaching young kids today how to like deal with all these things on these social networking sites. And
Smith also says there's someone paying him to do this.
You know, I'm not going to disclose it, but he pays a yearly salary and to us because we're one of the, you know, more longer term members.
It just hurts so bad. I went and made a new page and had people just not like that one because that's terrible for anybody to do to anyone that's passed away.
Friends of McAfee say they're not going to let this taint the memory of their friend.
Tell the people who put all that horrible stuff on Facebook that they're not going to harm us, you know, and they're not going to harm Travis's name or what he did to any of us, because this is not going to happen.
In Fort Smith, Kelly Johnson, 4029 News.
The Fort Smith Police Cyber Crimes Unit wrote to Facebook and had most of the offensive pictures and posts removed.
There you go. Okay, so that's the local news piece on that. This is in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
The 479. Can I point out the obvious?
Yeah.
Okay. The dude who was doing the newscasting there sounds exactly like one of the dudes from the BC, the British Conservative.
Oh, God. Are you being serious?
Don't you think he can't pronounce the guy that opens up? Yes. Absolutely.
No, I didn't think that at all. That guy has, all right, compared to the British Conservative, this guy is a spectacular wordsmith, okay? I didn't think that
a little
at all.
Bit, maybe. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
This guy would run circles around the goddamn British Conservative, all right?
But you heard a little bit of the little bit of the same wordsmithing.
No.
Come on now.
I'm not racist like you, all right?
Okay. All right.
All right. You people don't give a shit about this. It's fine. Good, good. It's better that way because you know what? If we got it too far into this, these people would be coming for you, all right? The next thing you know, they'd be coming to your page and putting smut on your little thing that you liked, all right? Anyways, what do you guys think? Belt Wagoner crew, that was them. I liked how they did not use they weren't going to give them the satisfaction of using their name. The BWC, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I love how they've got. Oh, they get a salary. They have a you know an extensive payroll. It seems like they're able to be paid on a salary instead of hourly. So that's interesting.
Well, you know, with trolling, it's hard to measure hours of, you know, man hours,
yeah.
Right? You really need a salary to be a
right.
good paid troll. Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if any of these guys work on commission.
Now, see, I think that would be what a true capitalist pig would do. If Bill Wagoner was smart, that's what he would do.
Yeah, give him incentivize these trolls to troll
right.
More profitably.
Troll bait.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if anybody else wants to join us, 347-826-7667 is the number. We can keep talking about these stupid trolls or not. Yeah, so if you guys want to follow up more on those guys, go to, what's that guy's name? Saul?
Dr. Pote? Dr. Pote? Oh, you mean Saul 2.0.
Yeah, Saul 2.0.
And
check
Strope 2.0.
Yeah, those guys, Strope was in there. Yeah, all those guys were talking about this McAfee kid that they fucked with.
They're just teaching kids about life and death. Come on now.
Yeah, yeah, you know, they're just teaching people about social networking and life and death, and they're just having fun. I mean, this person died. You know, why does it have to be gloomy? Why can't we just have fun with it? Why can't
let's
we just,
make it
you know,
fun. Yeah.
Yeah, let's post porn and gory pictures and stuff in order to memorialize this kid. But I also heard that this kid was allegedly one of the BWC. That's the reason why the BWC did it was because he was one of theirs. Like he was in the BWC.
Okay, but that's what Bill Wagoner is saying, right? Who's saying that?
The BWC.
Oh, if the BWC is saying it, then it's true.
Yeah, because a girl called into their show and asked them, "Why do you guys care? You don't even know him." And they're like, "How do you know we don't know him? He was actually in the BWC."
Yeah, well, I trust everything that the BWC says.
Yeah, I don't see why they would make anything up. I mean, they seem like a pretty legitimate organization.
Look, to be a good troll, you don't need to lie.
Yeah,
at all.
Exactly. I mean, and a lot of them seem to have that attitude, so.
Indeed. We have a lot of guests. I think one of these is one of the guests that you wanted that exclusive sit-down interview with.
An exclusive with. You mean Cowpote? You think Cowpote is...
No. I think, is it guest 17418?
Oh.
17.4. One of those.
Oh, no. Pretty much any guest in the 17,000s is a solid guest. I mean, that's some serious real estate you're talking about when you get up to the 17,000s. Yeah.
I don't know why they're so elusive. I think they're the bigger... I think they're the ones that control the BWC.
I had guest zero on here the other day.
I saw that. I was really impressed.
Yeah. Yes.
Is that like patient zero? You know, the first AIDS patient?
No, I haven't heard that one.
No, that's what the first person that contracted AIDS from a monkey was called, patient zero.
Oh. I did not know that. That's wild, wacky stuff.
And true.
Yeah.
Google is your friend, man.
Dude, I wish Cowpote was here to reiterate that, because people don't even know. I mean, it's right there in front of your face, and it's your friend, and you don't even know it. Embrace Google. It's your friend.
Yeah. I asked him that question during a show tonight about whether Bing was also our friend, and he would not answer it. And then I asked him, okay, well, actually, then I learned a whole lot, because he was saying, hey, kids, don't use, say, your phone number as your password, you know? And he taught us all about Google Alerts. He has Google Alerts set up on all of us. The guy's a computer genius.
Yeah, when he started talking about Google Alerts, that's when he lost me. It's just, once you start getting all technical on me, I'm lost. I don't know.
He's a genius.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Cannot.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, kids, don't forget Google is your friend. I think Bing is also your friend. And also, don't use your phone number as your password. Okay?
You know what, kids? You're just better off just lying to everybody, okay? Don't tell anybody the truth. Forget it. It's not worth it. Because then they'll know who you are, where you are, and they'll know that they can trust you. And then they'll take advantage of you, and you'll be left penniless and brokenhearted and miserable. Like me.
You know, that's not even true. It's ridiculous. I tell everybody, you know, I'm on Foursquare.
You're right. I'm not brokenhearted.
Okay, there you go. People on Foursquare, you can see where they are all the time.
Yeah.
I'm on Foursquare. Well, if you guys want to stalk me properly.
Might as well just put a target on your back.
Well, it's the best defense.
As per usual, I stick my head in the chat room, and there's a completely different show going on in the chat room than that's happening
on here.
I don't know what people are talking about. I'm glad they're enjoying themselves. I'm glad they've found a place to hang out and chit chat. It's great. I hope we're not interrupting them.
No, I know. I wouldn't want to interrupt them.
Yeah, I'd hate to annoy the folks in there while they're taking care of business. But yeah, I got to talk to Bobby and Renee this morning. Lovely tandem there who do a show in the morning. Yeah, it was fun hanging out with them, talking about all this troll crap.
I heard a great show this morning.
What?
It was the Morning Sunshine with Phil and Keisha.
Oh, you guys, yeah, there is an amazing show that's starting to happen, I think, in the mornings now here called Morning Sunshine, and I checked that out too. Really good, wholesome entertainment. They have a good time over there.
They're so happy.
They're always
and
happy.
Talkative.
I don't understand. Yeah, they're just bubbly. They can talk and laugh about the weather for like 2 hours. In fact, I think they did yesterday. That's all they did.
No. They were talking about all kinds of interesting topics. It was, I don't know, I would liken it to sort of that the morning show with Regis.
Regis and Kelly? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, they're trying to, Bobby and Renee want to get into the troll business.
All right, let's start our own crew. Should we just start our own troll crew?
Yeah, you know, I was actually, the economy's really bad right now, so I was thinking I might to supplement my income, just do some trolling.
All right, well, let's come up with with a name, and then we'll take applications. I'll set up something on Google Docs, like a little application where you can submit your trolling credentials. And let's just do it. Let's do it. What are we going to be, the Vince in the Bay crew, or do we want to go with something completely different?
Let's try something fresh and new, something less obvious, like the Flawless crew. I mean, well, it's obvious that they're flawless. Well, maybe it should be an obvious thing. I don't know.
Well,
I don't like the idea of
the Debbie Bailey crew.
No. We're not gonna steal her thunder. Well, hang on a second. I got another call here. Let me take this caller. 484, you're on the line. 484, you're live. Hello.
484.
Don't you think?
Is that the Jew? Great.
The One Angry Jew crew.
The One Angry Jew crew.
Yeah, go look at your Skype.
Hey, buddy. I don't know if you know this already, but you're already part of a crew, and it's called the Skype Assholes, right?
No, I've heard that. Go look at your instant messenger. I gave you a little bit of info.
God. All right. Yeah, I know. I got so much info, it's coming out of my fucking ears.
What would you like to help on what the info is?
Yeah. Tell us in just a second. I got another caller here that I got to get to. 760. Go ahead. You're on the air.
I hope a gay guy takes a dump on your face, bitch. Maxie, you're a fucking dipshit. I hope a gay guy takes a dump on your face, bitch.
Aww.
That was it?
Yeah.
What do we call that person? Oh, by the way.
That's Flawless. Is that
the voice of the Flawless crew, do you think? Is that?
Yeah, I think I know who that is. They liked me the other day. I don't know what their problem is.
Yeah, I don't know.
They think you're creepy, dude. I think that's what it is.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard considering they're flawless and I'm not. So I would think them being flawless, they would.
You said the F word for a gay slur, bitch.
Yeah, I say fag all the time.
The F word for a gay slur, bitch.
Yeah, I say fag all the time. Oh, no, I kind of said at the scat crew. Yeah, I like that. That's what it should be, the scat crew. And I only say fag when I'm talking about somebody who's not gay, by the way, so.
Scat crew.
Anyway.
All
whatever.
Right.
I'm
okay.
All up for speech, people.
That makes sense.
Yeah. All right, okay, I got one more caller here, another 760. You're live on the air. Go ahead. Oh, that's the thing. There's 1760 that calls in and plays music, and then there's the other one that plays the robotic voice. And,
it's all flawless. Do I need to do another dramatic reading?
It might have to come to that, I think.
I don't know. I mean, these girls were my friends, you know?
So, yeah. I don't know what I did. Yeah, it's not you. It's not you. Trust me. You're doing your thing. They're flawless, and they're not used to dealing with people who have flaws. So it's kind of a slippery slope for them.
All right.
You know, they're flawless, and they have compassion, but they also know that they can't really associate themselves with, people that are what's the word they use? Floppy. What do they call them?
Yeah.
Flop, like, yeah.
Yeah, flop. Yeah. Just flop.
Floppy people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got to let's go back to the 760. What's up? Do you got something new to say?
Yeah.
Now they're both playing music.
Mm. Yeah, brilliant.
All right.
I want to hear what the Jew has to say.
Yeah, I want to find out that out too. So Jew, you sent me a cable that you intercepted somewhere. Tell me what it's all about.
Well, when I was impersonating Snake, I had a little conversation with Strope. And look at what Strope says he was doing. When I asked him, I said, what are you up to? And look what he wrote.
Making fun of dead people.
Uh-huh. Is that the guy you were just talking about?
Yeah, he's one of the two, that guy and Saul are sort of the two guys that are most out in the open on the BWC who are, trying to...
Didn't I just hear you say that they were doing that?
What's that? Yeah, that's what they were doing. They were, they went to this Facebook account and hijacked it. It was a memorial page to some kid who died a couple nights ago, and they essentially made like 700 people really pissed off because they posted all this bullshit on this poor kid's memorial site. But apparently, one of the kid that started it was one of the BWC, and the kid that died, I heard, is part of the BWC too.
Funny, I didn't hear that when I was talking to Strope.
Mm.
Yeah, BWC was getting too big.
Yeah. Somebody had to die eventually.
Right.
Mm. Not too bad.
But I'll tell you what, you know who is not taking any shit and wants to be a player as almost on par with BWC is this Flawless crew. They're really pissed off tonight. I don't know what their problem is.
Why do you even talk about it?
Well, because they're everywhere.
But they're useless.
760. Leo? Caller?
I don't like that bitch. I don't want to beat her. I don't like that bitch. I don't.
All right. I told you, I like it when you do the robotic talking, but when you play music, it just doesn't sound good.
Yeah. They're useless pieces of shit is what they are.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. So what's up with this Strope guy? What's his deal?
Well, he thought he was talking to Snake.
Oh, yeah. Aren't you a little worried that you're divulging that you were undercover talking to them, and you're divulging that on my show?
No, it's already been exposed. I don't care.
All right.
I don't give a shit. Look, I'm almost getting tired. There's a certain code to trolling, and they've broken it. They're not real trolls. They're just a bunch of fucking thugs and hacks. And as far as Strope and some of these other idiots, and sorry, don't even compare these little script kiddies. I call them script kiddies because that's what they are. Don't even compare these little script kiddies that go around Blog Talk with their little thing going from room to room, reading anonymous messages and all that. Somebody ought to just beat the hell out of them because they're stupid. With a wiffle ball bat. That would be a good job for homeless people. Pay homeless people to just kind of smack them around with wiffle ball bats, and maybe they'll get some sense into them. I doubt it, though. I think the wiffle ball bats will wear out before that ever happens. I don't even know why you gave them any airtime. I don't understand it. They're not entertaining. They're not even funny. And they're kind of sad. I'm sad for them. You should be sad for them, too.
I know. You're making me sad. I kind of feel sorry for them now.
This is One Angry Jew, and this is my opinion. Thank you very much.
All right.
And how bad was it that when I told them that whole thing about sticking my balls in his mouth, that gay little bastard, what's his name, basic bitch, got all, ew, that's disgusting. And all the crap that they were talking about, crusty vaginas, everything else. And I say one thing, and they go running for the hills. What a bunch of pussies. Send them off. I wouldn't even let them in your room. I'd ban them in a heartbeat.
I'm not about doing that. You know, there's people that were saying the same exact shit about you, Jew. You know, I'll let you talk in here too.
You cannot compare One Angry Jew with any of these morons that are running around Blog Talk Radio. Frankly, they give trolls a bad name.
No, I think you had it right the first time, though, when we first encountered him and you called him the flash mob.
Right.
I think that's more accurate. I think they're fun. I have a good time with them.
You'll have more fun with type assholes because at least they can have an intelligent back and forth with you, and there's some brains working. These kids, the script kiddies, have, I think, ruined their minds with I don't know what drugs. Cause some drugs are good, but some of the drugs that they must be taking must be just stripping their heads. They're probably huffers. I imagine they sit there and huff paint or something like that, or glue, horse manure, I don't know, whatever.
Which All drugs right. are well, good? I want to know which drugs the Jew thinks are good.
Well, the Jew takes several drugs, which he thinks are good. One of them lowers
and?
Blood pressure. One of them lowers okay. Jew's blood pressure because the Jew gets upset with all this stupidity floating around the internet, raises his blood pressure. So blood pressure lowering medication is good. Transcendental meditation, good.
It's not a drug.
Well, it depends how you use it.
Okay.
Transcendental meditation on drugs is even better. But drugs that rob you of brain cells, not a good thing. And these kids, I think, have very few brain cells left. Because they've been on a spree trying to kill most of them off. But I have an anonymous message.
Oh, nice.
Think so? Because I'm not going to read it, because I think it's bullshit.
I think you should read it.
I'm not going to. I hate anonymous messages. I think it's stupid. And making fun of dead kids. Where's the sport in that? You want to go do something? Go make fun of live people. Because they fight back. Don't be such a pussy. See, Strope is a pussy. P-U-S-S-Y. He's a vagina. A pussy. That's real easy.
Did you hear?
Did I hear what?
That Strope was also going after John Jack McGuire, the cop.
I don't know who that is.
In Massachusetts, who was shot in the face by a guy that was let go. And he did this. He gave him the Travis treatment.
Well, Strope is a subhuman piece of shit. I expect that kind of thing from Strope. You're surprised it's coming from One Angry Jew?
All right,
I'm
anonymous
not surprised.
Message
it's Vince's show, so I wasn't saying anything.
Yeah, it's my show, and I have an anonymous message. And this anonymous message says, One Angry Jew's son wants to know why Daddy parks in front of his school and lures his classmates into his van with candy.
Yeah.
All right, I got another caller here. Let me go to the code 200. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you. You're on the air. Who is this?
I'm sorry. You're on the air. Can we help you?
Great. Yeah. Shut up, One Angry Jew. I want to talk for a minute because I'm representing the Flawless Crew, as you want to call it.
Oh.
And since you said your piece, I want to say my piece. Is that okay with everyone?
Hello.
That's
yeah, go
okay?
ahead.
Yeah, say your piece.
I think he said his piece, so I think it's only right that I say my piece.
Cool.
Awesome. I know that to you and to everyone else that we might be trolls and we're going around and doing those little, what is it, those little script things that you call it. We're just doing this for fun because we're bored late at night and we're just a group of friends and we're going around and we're having a good time. Now, the difference between us and you is that we're not homophobic, we're not prejudiced, and we don't say stupid bullshit on the air like you, okay? We don't go around calling people, what is it, gay bastards? What the fuck is wrong with you? What kind of child
are you? I'm a troll and a liar.
You know, honestly, I don't give a fuck what you are. You don't call my friend that, okay? You need to look in the mirror and readjust your fucking priorities, all right, son? Because you're just pathetic. You should tie
a
noose around your neck and hang yourself. You are worse than a troll. You are a vile human being. You're not even a human being at all. I don't give a fuck what you say. I don't care if you're a troll. Nothing. Nothing gives you the right to say that to another human being, especially when we're just having fun. And essentially, we're all kids. Grow up, dude. How old are you? Seriously. Get a life. How can you just go around and think it's right? And you, Moxie, and you, Vince, how can you guys just sit around and be like, ha-ha, One Angry Jew? Seriously? Come on. There should be some lines. There should be some barriers. I know this is block talk, but you just need, you know, are you guys decent human beings or what? I'm just completely appalled that you guys can sit here and find this funny, and that Moxie can be like, oh, look at this faggot, look at this faggot, even if it's not in reference to gay people. What is wrong with you? Honestly, all three of you should just look in the mirror. And I don't care if you use these little sound clips tomorrow. I don't care if you call me pathetic. I don't care if you call me whatever it is you want to call me. But honestly, I would rather be trolls with our little scripts and all this shit than be a prejudice and be a piece of shit human being. Thank you, and have a nice night.
All right. Duly noted. One Angry Jew, what do you think?
I'm a troll and a liar.
Yeah. I got another 760 call here. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Is that me?
Oh, Caramel. How you doing?
Good. I just wanted to follow up on what the last caller just said.
Mm-hmm.
And that One Angry Jew, you can say that you're a troll all you want, but don't you have a kid? Like, don't you want him to maybe grow up with, like, an actual father figure instead of, like, an obese blob that sits around doing hate speech on the internet?
Procreating.
Sorry, Jew, say that again.
Are you capable of procreating, Caramel Queen?
I don't think that my procreation is the subject of this conversation. We're talking about your failure as a human.
I've asked you, are you capable of procreating?
Right, and my answer
that,
is that we're talking about
you answer that
and
yes
your
no?
fuck racist behavior and your homophobia and how you're teaching your son that the best thing to do with your life is sit on the internet like a huge, humongous fucking loser.
I make money on the internet.
Pardon?
I make money on the internet, a lot of it.
Oh, really?
That's how I have time to play on the internet.
Oh, yeah? Do you sell your World of Warcraft account?
I don't know what that is. I make money on the internet legitimately. I don't know what it is that you do. You don't sound as angry as the first girl. Can you go get her back? Because I enjoyed her more.
Oh?
Yeah, well, listen, just put your hand up. Go look for another script kitty, but find me one that's more angrier than you are.
But you're not really worth getting angry about.
You're not angry. You're not convincing me. The other one was angry.
And all you're doing is saying homophobic speech on the internet to little, like, kids, basically. So I guess it's good that you work on the internet because then the rest of the world doesn't have to see your ugly face. Bye.
Okay, see you later. Thanks for calling. Do it again soon.
All right, 347-826-7667 is the number if you do it again soon. I have another 760. Go ahead, 760. What do you got?
One Angry Jew, why do you take Log Talk Radio so seriously? Are you a 52-year-old that still lives in their mother's basement? Or did she upgrade you to the attic, dumb cunt? Vince, I am very sad that you'd let this little slut talk on your show. I'm sad, boo-hoo.
All right. Wow, people are having violent reactions to the Jew. I mean, again, you know what I feel like? I feel like Pontius Pilate.
I have an anonymous message.
Go ahead.
Actually, it's not anonymous, but I'm not going to say who sent it.
All right, good.
Okay. She or he knows who sent it. One Angry Jew is a disgusting, vile creature. He is the scum of earth, and I call CPS as he's an unstable, vile person, and no child should have to grow up with it. So that was the anonymous message. That's not anonymous, but I feel like I'm not going to say who said it. But there it is.
All right. Welcome to Amy joining us in the chat room now. The chat room is just kind of changes shape and form so quickly. It's hard to keep track. But Alan Z, A Monet 28, and that's that piece, and that's that place. Basic Bitch, Big Ashby, Bionica, Blue Goose, Donnie C, guest 17380, guest 17418, Infinity Guitars, Illuminati, Moxie, Pirate Swoop, Renee, MF, Shellwig, Trollcat. Interesting. Trollcat and Uncle Bobby. And Lady Slugga. Hey, Lady Slugga. Your show must have just ended or something. Thanks for joining us here. 347-826-7667. Lady Slugga, you've been missing a lot of banter back and forth. It's basically for the last 10 or 15 minutes, it's been the Flawless Crew taking out some serious fucking aggression on the Jew. I do have the Jew with me. He's risen from the dead. And he called in. I didn't recognize the number he called in on, so I have to admit he slipped in. He's a Jew after all. They're slimy, sneaky sons of bitches. Anywho, thanks for joining me, everybody. It's a BTR party here. Renee, I hope you're not completely mortified at this point. I went into Renee and Uncle Bobby's show this morning. There's like, you know, it's morning show on BTR. You know, maybe 5-6 people in the chat room hanging out. It's quiet. You know, you could read the chat as it moves along. If you miss something, it's still there. You don't have to scroll up. Simple, basic, easy. Not this. These poor kids come in here and it's just fucking bananas. I don't even know what's going on. Quite honestly, Renee, to tell you the truth, I don't even read my chat room. I don't. I don't read the chat room. I read the anonymous messages, the personal messages I get. I shouldn't say that because now I'm going to get more. But it's nuts. God bless you if you're trying to communicate in that chat room. All right, I got to go back to the lines here because the lines are the priority. 484, you're on the air.
What did you think of the level of animosity and vitriol that was... I'm sorry, I shouldn't use a word like vitriol. I know they haven't learned it yet. What did you think of the level of hatred that was coming out of that first one? Who was the first one that called?
First one that called did not identify herself. And I missed... Wait, 856. Are you there?
Yeah, oh, yeah, we're here. It's Uncle Bobby.
What's going on,
Renee, and Crash Keithy.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi, Vince.
How you doing, darling?
What a difference. You guys tried to prep me for this, and I had no idea.
Yeah, we just called to tell you that Renee's horrified.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm
going
to stick to mornings.
This is like a nightmare for you.
Yeah,
like
I'm going to stick to mornings.
Yeah. A lot easier.
Yeah, even I got a little spilled back from the Flawless Crew that I didn't know who they were at the time, but, you know, and a lot of them people, you know, when I did 11 o'clock shows, they would come in and do a blitz attack and then leave. And I didn't know what was going on. I just thought it was gold. So I'm like, all right. But it seems like my theory is I think they have a little of course, they don't like the one-eyed Jew, but... I think they have, my opinion is they have a little animosity too towards, I think it's a cat fight with Moxie. Don't you feel that? I do.
Oh, no. There's nothing. They love Moxie.
They do?
They love Moxie. They hate me. The only reason why they come here is because of Moxie. They think I'm retarded. They don't care about me.
No, they think you're a creeper, but they don't like me either.
It doesn't sound like they like her.
Yeah, it doesn't
no,
sound like
they
like
don't.
Me.
No, they don't. They don't.
No, it was just said in the chat room that they don't like Moxie.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't read the chat room. You don't really know.
Well, it's hard to keep up with them. They're really, you know, it's minute to minute with them. Like, you know, one of them was in here a second ago hanging out, and I went to her show. I'll say her name, Gaga Lou. Well, I like Gaga Lou. I've called into her show. And she's been cool to me. I've always been cool to her. I went into her show last night, and she kicked me out before I could even, like, say or hear anything. And then she shows up in my
show.
And then she shows up in,
about
then she
it,
shows
right?
up in my show the next day. She shows up in my show the next day. What is that saying? I don't get it.
They're scared.
And okay, and how about this? This is the same crew. This crew is the same crew, all right? Just keep this in mind, all right, when you're dealing with the flawless people. Because they are flawless, don't get me wrong. They are the flawless crew for a reason. It's not an accident that they have that name. But that doesn't make them susceptible to a little bit of Benedict Arnold action, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, this is the same crew that indemnifies the one angry Jew because apparently he's homophobic and he's, you know, and then I get anonymous messages like this that say, Moxie and Callie tried to scissor, but their pussies stink so much that they both passed out from the horrid smell. Same people.
I like how you
same people accusing her of being, you know, come on. You got to take it with a grain of salt. It's beautiful though. I love it. I think these kids are great. I encourage them to call in. I really wish that first girl that called in, I think I know who it was, but I don't know if she wants to divulge who she is, but I wish she would have stayed on the line. She was good. Anyways, I got another one of them here. 760, go ahead.
Hi, can you put One Angry Jew on mute, please? Because I was going to talk to you and I don't want him interrupting.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, our rage or whatever doesn't really exist except the fact that you allow homophobes to basically give hate speech to kids on the internet.
I'm a troll
in a
liar.
Better? I mean, I thought you said you muted him.
I did.
Okay. Which you should really know better considering what's been in the media about teens coming to grips with their sexuality, that you should really know better than that, and it's pretty disgusting that you allow that to happen, just to get that out of the way. And second of all, we don't like you because you're so fucking creepy. You're obsessed with us being like some kind of crew, and you're obsessed with not being a part of it. And it's really sad because you're like, what, mid-30s, you said, and you want to hang out with a bunch of, like, teenagers online, and you're, like, so upset about it that you spent, like, however many hours making this, like, stupid montage of our clips and, like, saving our sound clips and stuff like that. Like, don't you have a life?
Is that a rhetorical question?
Yeah, because we know the answer. I'm just saying. Like, aren't you kind of ashamed of yourself, like, for being obsessed with a bunch of teenagers?
No, actually, no. I'm doing a blog talk radio show, first of all.
That you take so goddamn seriously
I take callers. I don't try to pretend to be a self-help expert. I don't try to pretend to be a football guru. I just like to take calls and see where it goes and have fun with it.
And get obsessed with the people that call into your show to the point that
you
talk about.
Sure, why not? Why not? It makes them come back, doesn't it?
You have no life.
They come back, don't they?
Not really.
He
follows our Twitters like a creeper.
Okay.
Wanted to talk to one of the people offline. Like, what is wrong with you? Seriously, like, look at your life, look at your choices.
Hey, Vince. Uh-oh, Car Crash Keith wants to say something.
Who's that?
It's a Car Crash Keith. He's my cousin. He comes on my show a lot. He's got
Car
him
Crash
several
Keith?
Cars, so just bear with him, you know. If he derails you, I apologize. Go ahead, Keith.
You know, the Bible says to judge nobody, so, you know, throwing rocks ain't no good either.
Exactly.
Those that get judged are going to be judged.
Wow.
You tell him, Keith. You preach. Sorry.
Speak down, Robert.
All right.
Hello?
All right, I got another caller here. Let's go to the 954.
That's about it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because we don't know who you're talking about.
954, you're on the air. No, you're not. I muted you again. All right. 954, there you go. You're on the air. Hello? 954, you're on the air. You're unmuted. Hello?
That must be Trowel Cat.
All right. Well,
my switchboard just
went up in smoke, so I want to thank the Flawless crew for coming through again. You ladies and... Wait, they're all ladies, right? Ladies are flawless as per usual.
Well, basic is a guy, I think, right?
I guess technically, yeah.
I love how they're talking to me about all this stuff, and free speech is use it or lose it. You know what,
uh-huh.
Vince, can I call you a fag? Would you be offended?
No, why?
Well, apparently they don't understand that when you start saying one word is inappropriate, then all of a sudden it opens the gates and every word is possibly open to be banned. And so where do you draw the line? You know who said this very eloquently recently? Vince Vaughn. And I don't care if they like me or not. I thought it was cute when they liked me. I still think they're funny. They can say whatever they want about me. I just don't give a shit. I really don't. I think they're cute girls and they're fun, but whatever. I mean, whatever. You know, my life doesn't change. And yes, that is the point along the...
Here's how we're going to do this.
Yes,
I think
Ivy League,
I don't know about...
Ivy League educated along the... So, anyway.
Well, I'm sorry, Bobby, you were going to say something. Go ahead.
I was just saying, I said they're entertaining, but I don't think cute would be the word I would use to describe the girls. And I guess it would be the Flawless crew.
Mm-hmm.
Cute would definitely not be it. And I'm not talking about looks. I'm talking about attitude. I don't know what they look like.
You sure they're she's?
What? Stop it.
All right, I gotta. You know what? We're gonna take a break here. I got a ton of calls. People are like blowing me up on private messages and instant messages and text messages, and it's just out of control, people. But we still got the Jew here, and we still got Bobby and his crew and Moxie, and we have you, the listener. If you want to join me, it's 347-826-7667. We're having a love-in, if you haven't been able to tell already. Having a fabulous time here, hanging out with the Flawless crew and the Angry Jew. It's, of course, just all love to go around. Thank you, Jew, for coming back and helping spread love throughout the land. I appreciate that.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Exactly. And if you guys want to join us, we still have plenty of time left. We're already into the second hour here. Oh, would you look at that. You want to join us here and continue this festival of love and appreciation being shared among BTR listeners and hosts alike? Such a great time to be a member here of BTR, and boy, in about a month and a half when this shit can has gone up in flames and we're all back in reality, I'll be reminiscing about this like it was the good old days. Remember back when our biggest worries were whether or not the Flawless crew liked us or not that day. Yeah. Anyways, you know, they have a point, though. we really need to grow up, folks, and enjoy the finer things in life. And to recognize that, I think I'm going to open up a bottle of my finest Chianti and sit back and coast through the next hour here with all of you and make sweet love to each and every caller on the line. We'll go into overtime. We'll do it all night, folks, if we have to, because I want this loving to this loving feeling. Yeah, you can't stop this loving feeling. That's right. I'll be right back.
is a flop troll. Flopped harder than Miley's album Can't Be Tamed, sold in a double disc deluxe edition with Christina Aguilera's magnum opus Bionic. Vince and Moxie can't even get to number 800 on the Ethiopian Underground Unsigned Techno Dance Chart. Vince is a flop.
I just wanted to voice my opinion about trolls and trolling and stuff. I just wanted to say that I don't 100% support it in some areas, but I do want to make it clear for people that are very thick-headed in Fort Smith, Arkansas, that they don't understand that it's not personal attacking of people. They don't understand that it's randomized and that it's done for money. Like, that they don't think that it's being done as a job, which it is. They think that it's just for fun, like it's something because they're bored, so they just screw with people.
We're accepting trolls of all sorts. It's been fun so far. We've had a nice broad range of trolls. I have another one here, another 760. Go ahead, you're on the air.
We know you won't play Calvin because her giant tuna pussy reminds you of a 50 McFish sandwich that you eat every day before breakfast. I think you should quit Blog Talk Radio and stay away until your BMI is less than there forever. Bye, bitch.
Get up your fucking white ass.
You know Wagner used to be part of Skype Asshole.
I'm on to the 180 Jew and I'm on to Skype Asshole.
I'm a troll and a liar. So,
can you please stop for a while?
The one-eyed Jew, yeah. We changed his name.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Everybody hates everybody. And I'm in on it.
That's right.
All right, we're back. Troll wars continue. And we take your calls. The 111, you've been waiting patiently. You're on the air.
Am I on the air, Vince from the Bay?
Yes, it's Vince in the Bay, but you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm on the air, and my friend, I am responding to your declaration of war tonight. Frankville, USA, response to you, my friend. What do you say about that, Vince?
Wait, who are you?
My name is Diesel Kilgore from Prankville, USA, Vince. And we
Where
got
the fuck is that?
We are responding to your piece of shit declaration of war. And we got all the firepower to shut you out.
All right. Yeah, bring it on, dude. Next caller, 814. I think this is Lady Slugga. Hey, baby. Hey, you're back. Or not. Lady Slugga, did you just drop off? Oh, man. All right. Moxie, you're there, right?
I'm here. Right. Yeah, Lady Slugga is becoming very tight with the flop crew. And so, I don't know. She might have left when they all busted out.
So this Lady Slugga just left right as I was unmuting her? Is that what just happened?
I don't know. She left.
What?
No. Lady Slugga is flawless.
Yeah, apparently. Tonight she is, at least.
Yep.
Yeah, I've had my experiences with I've been flawless before. Don't worry, Slugga. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, Slugga. You won't be flawless for long. All right. Just when I thought there wasn't anybody left to piss off, Lady Slugga. Great. This is perfect. Thanks a lot, Jew. Appreciate it, man.
And he's not even on the line anymore, is he?
No, he's here. Jew. Hello. All right, Jew's gone. Wow, everybody just bailed. I had like 10 callers on the line, and I just went down the list, and everybody hung up.
Okay, I'm getting an anonymous message.
Uh-huh.
And it was just a shout-out to one of your listeners.
All right.
Randy X. Chandler. I don't know what
that
means.
I have no idea who that is. I don't know. This has been a very disturbing and confusing evening. And I'm kind of in some ways regretting even doing a goddamn show tonight.
Why? We had fun. Who cares?
We're still having fun, but man, what drama. I put the Jew on for a second. Did he even say anything?
Yeah,
I mean,
he did.
Yeah, he did. He talked a lot of smack about Flawless, didn't he?
Well, he just said that they were stupid and stuff. And then they got mad at me, even though the other night I was totally cool in one of them. And so they called me uneducated, even though I have 2 Ivy League degrees, which is amazing, you know, because I am kind of stupid. But, I don't know. It's kind of been an interesting night, but I don't know what this whole Randy X. Chandler thing is. We're going to have to get Dr. Pote on it.
Oh, my God. We need Pote so bad.
He's the only one who can help us sort out all of the differences and different factions within the trolls, you know? But I still think, who was that you had on the line earlier that wanted us to sort of develop our own crew of trolls? I liked that guy, and he had a nice woman on with him. Was it Uncle Bobby?
Oh, yeah, Bob. That was Uncle Bobby with Renee and another guy. I forgot who the third guy was. I think it was like his cousin or something. They're in Jersey, and they were on the line and they dropped off. I don't know. Everybody, like, I seriously had like 10 people on the line, and during that break, they all left.
Okay, I do have an anonymous message now.
All right, fine.
It is. I want to give a shout out to you, me, and Mickey D's this weekend. I don't know what that means. Anonymous message. There you go.
All right, I have a sort of anonymous message. This is from one of the Flawless people just before they left the room.
Okay.
I'm just going to read it verbatim. I'll just say here, or with regardless of opinions on you and Moxie, with the kidding around or with other things, it's just One Angry Jew stuff. He has the right to say whatever he wants, but we have the right to be offended too and voice it. Kidding is one thing, but for us, it crosses a line for us. And being offended is our right as well. It just gets to the point where it can really piss off certain people, and we have a right to be offended by it. Yeah, sure, of course you have a right to be offended by it. Regardless, I could care less, and my opinion isn't different on you or Moxie, but One Angry Jew crosses a line just for kicks. Enough for my... Okay, that's it.
Enough for my... And that's it? So much for full sentences. Somebody was chastising me in the chat.
Hey, somebody didn't get enough sleep because he was busy stalking the Phil and Keisha show. And I haven't had a whole lot of rest. And so now I was really tired before I started the show, and I took some coffee and I got jazzed up, and then all this bullshit just came over me like a tidal wave, and I got another call. Let's go. 111. What's going on? You're on the air.
This is the Hunter. This is Hunter herself in the game. You son of a bitch. You bastard. You simpleton. Vince.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to fill up your pillows, baby.
Can you hear anything?
I
can't hear him. Can you hear him?
I don't know. He's unmuted. I unmuted him.
All right. I don't hear anything. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air. 111.
111?
111. Shut up, Monty. Shut up for a second. Shut up for a second.
This is the game. 111.
Okay, go ahead. 111. You're on the air. Sorry. He's unmuted. He was unmuted. Now he, or he was muted. Now he's unmuted. All right. 111. You're on the air. 111. Go ahead.
This is 111.
Go ahead. 111. Go ahead. No.
This is Hunter.
111.
Moxie.
Go ahead, 111. You're on the air live.
Moxie, I want to fluff your pillows, Moxie. I want you to come over here.
All right, going once, going twice. 111, are you there? Going three times, all right. 111, maybe you should try back. We couldn't quite get the connection there. I don't know.
He messed up since their out. It was their outage, I think.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, is we get closer to the end of the show here, and BTR just starts doing weird, weird stuff.
Yeah, see, Shelfwig in the chat says, what is it with the dead air? Your girl Callie says she hears something. Cool Cat says, I hear crickets. I don't know. I don't know. Couldn't hear that guy. Or girl. I just assume.
You know who I think that was? I think we were just had right there. Let's try to think like Cowpoke, okay? Let's think like Cowpoke.
Oh, that's tough. Okay.
All right.
Let's try and
Who do you think that really was? I say One Angry Jew. One Angry Jew, was that you, One Angry Jew?
I'm a troll and a liar.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. All right, 209, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey.
Oh, Callie, I should have known. 209.
It's me. Oh, no. I thought I would just come and sit on.
Oh, wow. So, Callie, you had your last show ever tonight. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
You know you can go until you have another month and a half that you can. Or another month in a week, five weeks, you can keep doing a show.
Yeah. I have school starting, so I don't know if I'll, like, have time to do it. I just like doing a show. I feel like talking a lot today, and just, I know my show is just ramble, but I just like talking and just, I don't know, I just have this weird, yeah.
Well,
go ahead. No, go ahead.
What's on your mind? No, I cut you off. Go ahead.
No, I wanted to be like, what is this trollness? Like, why didn't you get any sleep? I'm worried about you, Vince. Why didn't you get any sleep? You're trolling, or you were, like, finding the show or something?
This is sort of a method thing for me. I'm trying to get inside the psyche of a troll. So I actually did 24 hours of trolling on my own. To sort of research and because I'm method, you know.
Uh-huh.
I like to get you know, I want to become the subject that I'm gonna present. And I thought I got pretty good results. I mean, as far as trolling go, if you can get trolls to call in and be pissed off on your show like that, I think you've done something. Right. I mean, if you do a show about trolls and nobody trolls it and the trolls don't show up and or the trolls do show up and they're just kind of like, whatever. And they're not outraged somehow. Then somehow I haven't done my job, I think.
So the trolls are like the guests because they're too much of a pussy to show who they are.
I use the term troll really loosely. I use troll to mean anybody with a registered name on BTR.
I know, like, you guys have been talking about this, but I just haven't been like, what's a troll? Like, to me, the trolls are like the flawless crew. Like, they go around and they pick on people and they are like, oh, blah, blah, blah. That's to me a troll. But I think one angry Jew is one. I just think he goes and it's his opinion and people just get this off.
I'm a troll and a liar.
The flawless crew never bothers me. Like, I don't have any problems with them. They can say whatever they want to me. They're just words. Doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not...
Yeah, but there are trolls that will go in and they'll hack into your Facebook or your email. They will do different things to actually hurt you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a big difference. I don't know if... I don't know anything about the Jew at all. I mean, he and I have had our differences. I think he can be obnoxious, and sometimes he's cool. You know, it's...
I'm a troll and a liar.
Well, yes, you
all
are.
Right. Yeah, well, we know that, Jew. All right. 111, you're back. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Is this Vince in the Bay?
Yeah, it is. What's going on? Who's this?
It's a Nature Boy. Woo! Ric Flair! And I am happy, I'm proud, I'm ecstatic, I'm elated to be on your show tonight. I love it. You have the greatest show in history, my friend.
Can you sing for us, please?
Yeah, we need. Yeah, please do.
Well,
at this point, that would be amazing.
Let me sing for you, okay?
Yeah.
And we're ready.
Where? Over the rainbow, where the skies are blue. And I don't know the rest of that song. Well, hold on. Wait a minute. I got another song. You got it all in all the... Blow in the fold up. Blow in the wrong way. Blow in the right. You got to cause your money. While you're sitting on a deal, oh, holy, tell the deal is done. Thank you. Thank you all. You can get my CD. It's available in stores now. Woo!
All right, the check is in the mail, I swear.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your check in the mail. Hey, listen, wait a minute. I want to know, hey, I heard something on one of the other shows that one angry Jew is bingo, bingo, done. That's right. They kicked him off of Blog Talk Radio. He's gone. Out of here.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Well, we all know you're a troll and a liar. You're a no-good bastard. You deserve to die. You deserve to be hung from your nuts. That's what you deserve. You, one angry Jew. Well, I want you to come and meet Space Mountain, One Angry Jew. That's what I want. It may be the oldest ride in the park, but it's still got the longest line. Woo! Limousine ride, jet flying, Don Perry on drinking, son of a gun, because you're with the Nature Boy. Woo! Ric Flair, right here on Vince of the Bay.
All right, listen,
I'm
dude.
I'm a troll and a liar.
It's still obviously...
Oh,
he's on Christmas vacation, I swear.
Ric Flair, yeah. Did you say my name, baby? Hey, woman, old woman. Is this Moxie? Huh?
Go make me a sandwich, bitch.
Go make you a sandwich. I got a big chocolate sandwich. It's about 8 inches long, about 3 inches thick. And it will fit all nice and creamy right into your mouth there. Woo! The Nature Boy!
All right, we're taking your calls. 347-826-7667. Big ups to Nature Boy there for, Ric Flair, the Nature Boy? That was amazing. We got all kinds of them here today, folks. And we still got a half hour to go. I felt after that first half hour that I was ready to just call it a night. But
why?
The glory rolls on. Well, because there was so much drama in that first hour.
No. Those trolls, the Flawless crew, they were all sitting there messaging to each other, talking about how, you know, you were devastated and heartbroken, that they don't like you. You can't let them be right. Fuck that shit.
Well, I am
devastated.
Funny.
They don't bother me. They bother you? Come on, dude.
They represent 50% of my listenership.
They do, actually.
I'm looking at numbers. I'm looking bottom line, sister. I don't give a shit about. Honestly, if they didn't pull me numbers, I could care less. Bottom line, that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, what do you rank in numbers nowadays?
What?
You have to be number one. You have a show every day, and you have hella people in your chat.
I think in the... Well, see, the thing, the ratings thing is kind of a weird thing. I don't put much stock into when you go and you look at the categories and who's most popular, because they'll have shows that are just, like, they'll have me in there, and, like, one time I'll be number one, and it'll be a show that I did 3 days ago. And then, like, a couple days later, I'll be number 12, and it'll be a show I did a week ago. And it's just, I don't know. I don't get it. It just doesn't make any sense. And I wouldn't give much thought to really giving any validity to any sort of metrics that you get directly from BTR, because I don't know where they're pulling their numbers from. I mean, I take it all with a grain of salt. Like, even when I get my numbers, my live listeners and all that stuff, those numbers got to be skewed in some way. Obviously, the listeners are skewed whenever the Flawless crew comes through, because it bumps up even more because there's like 80 of them.
Yeah. All right, I don't care about them, but I don't see why they do it, and they get like. Like, they were so cool with me until I called them all a bunch of kids, and now, like, Carmel's like, oh, my God, fish cunt, like, really?
Well, they are a bunch of kids, and that's how kids would, you know, react. And they kind of bring out the kid in me. I think they're fun. I think they're cool and fun, and I'm not, you know, I take what they say with a grain of salt. I mean, as they take what I say with a grain of salt, but I think they're fun and they're welcome in here anytime. And I think it keeps things lively and fresh, just like I like to keep the Jew in here from time to time to keep people on their toes. I still don't fully get why people hate him so much. I think maybe it's because he's a Jew. I don't know.
Is it anti-Semitism?
It's totally anti-Semitism.
Sad.
I don't think it's because he's a quote-unquote Jew, because honestly I don't think he is. I think he's just hiding behind something. I just think that they hate him for his like, politics. Like, I know when I first, like, met him and I came on the show, like, I had, like a battle with him because of, like, how I thought and he thought. But, like, he's a cool dude. He's just, like, we just don't agree on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Like Moxie, like, he's a cool, you know, she disagrees with him, but, you know, she doesn't have this whole, like, oh, I hate him, like, I need to get him off. Like, there's a bunch of people like that.
All right. I think we have the Jew back. What do you think, Jew?
Well, I've just sat in that chat room with the Flawless crew. I'll tell you, the diseases that could be eradicated just by a good old-fashioned abortion once in a while, and that doesn't work, then lots of doses of Ritalin. Man, oh man, but I'll tell you what, they are not liking you and Moxie. They are liking you even less. But apparently they don't even like Iconoclast. They say they hate Iconoclast less than me, but...
But isn't that Iconoclast, like, part of them?
No.
I don't think so. No.
Mm-mm. And Icon and I have talked about my use of the word FAG.
Well, what did I say? I said he was a... I said he was a gay bastard, right?
Well, yeah, and I think that's mean. I only use the word fag or faggot when I'm talking about somebody who's straight.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing, because he is gay, look,
and he is a bastard. Besides, they all had to go because their mommies were calling them. No kidding.
How is Iconoclast a bastard? Do you know that for a fact?
I didn't call Iconoclast a bastard. I called Basic Bitch
a gay bastard. Oh, Basic Bitch. Okay.
I love Basic Bitch.
I liked Basic Bitch.
I'm not feeling Basic Bitch. I'm tired of he's a whiner.
Guitars and like Carmel Queen. Like, I'm not saying that because they bash me and they're the only ones who bash me, but like, Basic is fun.
Errors.
Yeah, but doesn't matter whether Basic Bitch is gay or not, he needs to man up because the whining, by the way, his real name is TJ. So call him TJ from now on.
I'm writing that down.
Yeah. They really should sweep their chat room before they start talking. They left me in there for about 20 minutes. You know, the whole discussion about he's been banned? Well, maybe we can call Block Talk and tell them that a banned person called Vince's show so we can get Vince off the air. Yeah.
Really?
but I like it when I'm evil. oh man, yeah. They all had to leave because their mommies were calling them. It's late.
They're not allowed on the computer because they didn't finish their homework. Oh wait, but it's Christmas break, right?
That's why they're out.
I have no idea.
Well, in high school, I used to get papers and stuff to do over the break.
I did too.
And apparently, the one who called up all angry was Gaga, whatever it was, and she was so upset that she was shaking. I could hear her shaking. That was kind of cool. How about that? How does that... I could get them really mad. I don't even really have to say anything. Just a couple of words here and there, and they just go nuts. But this is the failure of Ritalin. Obviously, they're not getting enough.
Yeah, time to up the dosage.
Well, up the dosage, and probably if I was their parent, I would probably break the tablet in half and give them a half in the morning and half at night, not just at one time, because it's obviously wearing off. Pharmacologically, there's a good reason for that. And maybe they need a good bolus in the morning, get them going. How about that, Dr. Moxie? Did you get that?
I think you were referring to Dr. Pote, as in Al Pote.
No. I heard you were a doctor. Or almost a doctor.
Yeah, it's true. I was pre-med. Absolutely.
Ric Flair. What was it, Ric Flair? Who's the guy we have? Macho Man?
I don't know. Who?
Nope.
It was Ric Flair,
Do you guys remember what wrestler we have on the show? I forgot. I'm so embarrassed.
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair?
Oh my.
It was Ric Flair?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rick, I'm sorry. Rick, are you there still? Okay, Rick's gone. I have another 111 caller who I'm with their hand up. 111, you are on. No, sorry.
Come on,
DTR. No whammies, no whammies, and unmute. All right, 111, you're unmuted. Are you there? 111. Identify yourself.
111, you're on the air, dude.
This is Ric Flair.
Ric Flair. See, I told you, Ric Flair.
You were right.
Now, I had such a hard time getting him on that I forgot what I was going to ask him.
What?
forgot what you were going to ask me?
Yeah, Rick. Dude, I had totally had a question for you. Oh, Rick, what do you think of the Flawless Crew? Do you think I was being too harsh on them?
The Flawless Crew? Who the hell is that? I have no idea who the Flawless Crew is. Is that one Angry Jew?
Not really.
No.
It's actually a whole bunch of young ladies who call into shows here on BTR, and they listen to my show from time to time.
I think they recently graduated from college and they don't have jobs yet. One of them mentioned they were a student teacher, which means most of their time is free because they don't do shit, you know?
Right.
I love it.
But I just give people my age that name.
I know. I'm not blaming you, Callie.
I heard Vince
sounding a little depressed just a little bit ago on the show.
Yeah, I was. I need some cheering up. The Flawless Crew just basically rejected me. I don't know what I'm gonna do now. I just lost like 50% of my listenership right there.
No,
basic is
don't
back. Kind of
you are just like Triple H. You're that damn good. Vince, you will gain even more than your old viewership back. You don't need no stitching. You hear me? You don't need them. You are the best. You are great. You don't need any of them. You can make it, Vince. Don't you let the Flawless Crew or any of those other crews get you down. As long as you've got Ric Flair on your crew, you're unstoppable. You're the man.
As a wrestling fan,
that was great,
was little,
Rick. Was beautiful.
Wait a minute, is that Moxie? Wait a minute, I want to.
No, that's not Moxie. That's Callie. There's Callie and Moxie. There's a difference. There's two of them.
Well, she sounds beautiful too. I want to talk to her too. I want to tell you, woman, won't you marry me right now? Right here on Blunt Talk Radio, we get married right now. I can knock you up with 5 kids if you want.
But you're an old, Rick, but you're old, you need Viagra, and you already have kids, and as a wrestling fan since I was young, this is a horrible rendition of them, especially since I've seen them in person. This is a horrible rendition. All right,
thanks, Rick. We'll come back to you in a little bit. In the meantime, my switchboard's been blowing up, and I think I think I might have Basic Bitch here. Let's bring him on. Basic Bitch, is that you?
Highlight. Why are you so...
Or maybe not.
That's Basic... Yeah, no, it's Basic Bitch, I bet.
Because, it's Mariah Carey, and he loves Mariah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hey,
so
Alon Z thought that you were... Oh, no. Alon Z was shaking when she called in, by the way. I just wanted to let you know. Anonymous message.
Oh. Is that the first girl that called in before what's her name? Caramel Queen did?
I have no idea. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know
whoever
these people.
Yeah.
Oh, something in the hair is here. Something in her hair. In the chat. Welcome.
Is she going to pull Britney Spears and try to cut off her hair or something because something is in her hair?
I don't know. She's flawless, though, I just want to say.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Well, let's see. I got another call here on the 760. Go ahead. You're live on the air with Vince in the Bay.
Oh, Kelly is here. I thought I smelled a stinky tuna fish sandwich. What up, fish cunt?
Aww. Aww. Oh, my vagina smells. Cool.
Yeah, I know. I can smell it from here.
I know.
Time to wash it.
Yeah, do you mind, Callie? Next time, maybe? Next time, maybe? Yeah. All right, we're taking your calls at 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm here with Callie and Moxie.
You can't refer to me as Cal. You need to refer to me as fish cunt.
How about just salmon?
That works.
Can we
Miss Salmon.
Yeah. All right. Miss Salmon Crotch.
Oh, what about tuna of the sea? Or whatever. I'm sorry. Chicken of the sea. Sorry.
Charlie
Tuna? Sorry, I was typing and talking. No, chicken of the sea. I was typing and talking at the same time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I am chicken of the sea. I am the cock of the sea. Chicken, cock, rooster, whatever.
All right. Big ups to the chat room. Blue Goose, Donnie C, Goofy Bone, four guests. Illuminati, thanks for sticking around, honey. I don't know if you got lost, but it's good to have you here. Melinda, Moxie, Arbanos. Okay. Arbanos, like Los Banos. Pedia Valet, Shellwig. Shellwig has been pretty loyal listener.
Yeah, a good friend of the program.
Right. Something in the Air, Wheelock, and your girl, Callie. Wheelock, you should call in, man. You said you were trying to call in. You said you were on the 222, and I didn't see a 222. So, maybe not. But, Wheelock, we'd like to get your take on this whole mess. I feel like we've gotten a good roundtable discussion going here as far as the Flawless Crew is concerned. Kind of miss them already.
Our Banos, the bathroom, our bathroom. I don't know.
Yeah, anywho. 347-826-7667. I'm going to go back to... Let's try Basic again. Basic's got his hand up. Let's see if he's talking. Basic, what's up?
Okay, hi. Late talk time.
I'm sorry. You're cutting in and out. Say that again.
I'm really talking this time. I'm not going to play
great.
Something.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is One Angry on the phone?
No, he's not. He's gone.
Okay.
And you're breaking up a lot of Skype connection.
No.
Oh.
Google connection.
All right, it sounds better now.
I don't know. Do you want?
You had something you wanted to tell the Jew.
No, not really. I really just want to know why. Like I don't care. Like I'm so indifferent to all of this. Like, it's just so funny that he's so mad. Why he mad? He mad. Like, I just don't
understand.
I'm a troll
and a liar.
Okay, I realize that, and, like I know that by now. You played it, like, 50 times in the past, like, 2 hours. But, it's, like, so fucking dumb. And Moxie, like, girl, to be honest. And hey, Callie, you know, you're still
cool.
Hey,
but am I? I'm sorry. Hang on. Wait, can you back up something about Moxie?
Yeah, hey,
what
Moxie.
What did you say?
I said,
yeah,
you're a mess.
Yeah, what did you say?
I said, you're a mess.
Yeah? Why? What's wrong with me? Talk to me.
Well, first of all, so you went to an Ivy League school?
Yeah, I graduated with it's actually 2 IV degrees, but yeah.
Oh.
So what's your point?
I want to see the receipts.
Okay. I don't know that I still keep things that are that old. I only keep the last 7 years.
Damn, you old. Okay.
I'm not
okay.
Old. I'm a normal age. So what? Why am I a mess? Go ahead, talk to me. I want to hear your opinion. I value it deeply, obviously.
I don't care enough to...
No, but you said I'm a mess, so obviously I would like to hear the reasoning behind that.
Well,
let's
you care enough to call in. obviously.
Right.
So
sure.
You might as well
keep explaining myself. Like, can I just say she's a mess and move on? Can I just move on?
No, I would like to know why you think that I'm a mess. Let's talk about why. I want to get into the basics of this. You are a basic bitch, so let's get into the basics.
Oh, my God.
Come on, TJ. Let's do it.
Oh, whoa. Hey. I don't even know you. You don't know me like that. Just kidding. Okay. Okay. I didn't worry until, like, yesterday. But, okay. What is this thing going on about you using words that aren't nice?
Because I believe in freedom of speech, and I think that once you draw the line and say you can't say one thing, and let's take a neutral word. Let's say nobody can't ever say type or speak word troll. Okay? Where do you draw the line? All of a sudden, that's accepted, and that opens the gates, and people can then go ahead and say, okay, well, you also can't say pussies. You also can't say bitch. You also can't say basic. All right? Do you see where I'm going with this?
Okay,
it's pretty obvious. It's a pretty common thing. This is freedom of speech is a big deal. And I use words that I don't even like all the time, and I use them towards people that they absolutely don't apply to. To make a point, because freedom of speech is use it or lose it. And I think even the Jew would agree with me on that. And I don't like him. I mean, I like him, but, I mean, we disagree on a lot of things. We've butted heads. But that's the bottom line. Does Jew have anything to say?
I'm a troll and a liar.
Oh, I thought he was going to say that. So basic, that's it, okay?
Okay.
That's
the
bottom line. I would never, if you're gay, that's cool by me. I'm a, like, socially, I'm liberal. Okay? I don't care about who marries who. I don't care about orientation. I call friends of mine, I have black friends. I'm white, by the way. And I have black friends that call me nigger, and that's fine. They're like, you're my nigger. And I'm like, yes. Like, we have fun with it. It's a freedom of speech issue. Okay?
You have black friends. You have black friends.
A lot of them, actually.
Okay. I don't... Wow. Okay. I don't... I can't believe you just...
What, that I just said the N-word and the F-word in one sentence? Yeah, I can do... You want more?
Yeah, go for it. Go for it. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go for it. You can keep going.
No, I'm just saying that. Look, it's about freedom of speech. So if you don't understand something, I suggest that you open a book or go on the internet and learn about freedom of speech.
Okay, I know freedom of speech, but... Okay.
But words hurt.
Those words that you're saying are offensive to people. Like,
you know what?
That?
It's your name, your actual screen name, Basic Bitch. Bitch is offensive to some people. It's not to me. I don't care. You can call me anything. I don't care. Nothing offends me. Nothing.
I mean, I don't really get that.
It's all about the intent. It's whether or not she's using it maliciously or not. Okay? It's all about... Because if you say, oh, you can't say nigger, well, then fine. People are going to find another word to replace it with, all right? And then you're going to outlaw that word, and they're going to find a word to replace that with. And you know what community knows this better than any else? It's the black community, who are geniuses at reinventing words and vernacular and speech. And,
one of
you know,
them, yes.
It's you know what you're doing is you're really – preaching genocide really is what you're doing with that.
Oh, okay.
I've got tons of callers that I have to get to, so stay right there if you like. We'll get back to
don't call him bitch, basic bitch, because that's offensive to some people.
Yeah, I just call him basic.
Okay.
Anyways,
okay, yeah, basic.
I got the 847 here. I'm gonna bring on a caller from the 847. You're on the air.
I just really can't. I don't care if this is freedom of speech. You're using slurs, hateful slurs that you know are offensive. You're saying the F word in a demeaning way. That
is bitch. My question is, bitch an offensive word to you?
I don't care. The F word is. I don't say the word.
No, but
bitch
isn't.
But that you're.
No, I'm just asking you a question. Just answer it.
You're putting the
no.
Point
which
aside.
Is bitch offensive?
And not to me, but you know for a fact the F word is, and you use
is
it.
Is liberal offensive? If I call you a liberal, is that offensive to you? Should we ban that word too? Should we say we can't call people liberals because that might offend somebody?
Okay, there is a big difference between hate slurs and words that are offensive.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is. You
there is
you
no
a
difference whatsoever.
Quote,
none. Zero. None.
What the F are you saying? Like, really?
Oh, what
are
the
you
F?
Listening?
Okay.
Are you listening to what you're saying? You sound
I
so
am.
Ignorant. You sound so ignorant. How do you survive in
I'm sorry you feel that
this
way. I find the word ignorant.
Anymore. You cannot say that kind of stuff and expect to get away
okay.
with it. You really
she's a
cannot.
Bitch. Hey, Vince, this is just a bitch.
You are just so stupid. Like, how
oh,
stupid.
You're so funny.
You are just so effing
are you really
stupid.
Upset about this? This
I
is funny.
I was funny. You can get away with hateful slurs. Like, seriously.
That's
you
so
listen
funny.
To yourself.
This is talking.
This is so funny. Let's
freedom.
Just brush it off. Oh, I guess because, I don't know, you have straight privilege. This doesn't affect you. What? Are you listening to yourself honestly? Honestly.
All right, honestly, I got to move on and get another call here. Stay right there. Actually, before I go to the next caller, 847, you didn't identify yourself. Who are you? All right, they hung up. Interesting to find out who some of these folks are, because a lot of the folks that are seem to be jumping to the defense of the gay slurs. I think there's some of the same people that are sending me the anonymous messages about certain female personalities on the show doing sexual things to each other. And somehow that's presented in a degrading way, like Callie and Moxie scissor kicking is like supposed to be degrading them, but maybe I should interpret that as a compliment. Who knows? All right, I'm going to bring everybody on in the overtime. For those of you listening live, thanks for tuning in. Check me out 10 p.m. tomorrow, and we'll have more from all these goddamn trolls in just a little bit. I'm going to take a quick little break, kids. Keep your panties on. I'm going to bring everybody on. We can all have a big orgy here and have some makeup sex here on the air. If people are a little bashful and just want to watch, that's fine. Yeah, you want to get the caramel. You want to get all the Moxie references loaded up and ready to go. Give you plenty of time to get your arsenal set up here. I fucking hate BTR because they play those goddamn commercials, and I can't find out which window the goddamn commercial is in.
Hello?
Hey, Slugga.
Hello?
Hi, Slugga.
My God, you're not letting me on. I've been sitting there. The last time I called, you weren't letting me on either. What the fuck is going on with your room? Why is everybody arguing?
Well,
he
first of all,
thing
I,
about offensive words.
First of all, I have 10 people on my switchboard right now. When you called earlier, I was just you hung up just as I was unmuting you, and then you left the chat room. You know, I'm sorry I didn't whisk you to the front of the line, Slugga. I try to get you on as fast as I can. I try to get all new callers on, especially the ones that I know. I try to get them on right away or as soon as I can. You know, there's kind of a flow to my show. It's just all talk, and it's a lot of micromanaging, and I do mute people, but I don't mute people so much because I don't like them or don't want to hear them talk or add to the conversation. Sometimes I want to, you know, direct, you know, I want to sort of funnel the conversation to certain people and give them a chance to talk. And a lot of times the best way to do it is just clear the air, you know, and it's my show, and I don't kick people off. I know a lot of people, a lot of people who are listening to my show tonight in my chat room have kicked me out of their show for just showing up. And, you know, I think, you know, people want to say that I'm childish for being on here at my age and taking it as serious or as not as serious as I want, but then why are these same people turning around and taking everything I'm saying serious? If I'm such a joke, then why even challenge me or any of my fellow panelists here on any of their views? I don't get it. Just go somewhere else. It's easy.
There's a whole lot of fighting going on VTR anymore. A lot of people shit, and that's not what the fuck I came here for. Yeah,
right.
I mean, I have a purpose behind my show, and I'm not going to mention anybody's name. I'm sure you all know, but one particular woman's trying to get me kicked the fuck off of BTR.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
And I have nothing. I voiced my opinion. I voiced how I felt, and I left it at that, and the bitch keeps sending me messages. Keep sending me messages, and then somebody's going to say to me that I'm just trying to get attention from here. The attention that I get to my show is the people that I want at my show. You understand what I'm saying? My show does have a purpose, and there's a reason why I have my show. I'm not trying to get no fucking attention, but I voiced my opinion once, and the bitch won't leave me the fuck alone now. I keep getting messages. I don't know how to block her off of BTR at all. It's retarded.
Yeah,
we're all adults. Like I said before, we're all adults. All this bickering and arguing shit is for the fucking birds. You know what I'm saying? And I'm younger than some of these people, and these people are fucking arguing. I can't believe all the hateful messages I get. She sends them to my BTR page where it gets sent to my email. I'm getting messages on my YouTube channel. I'm getting messages everywhere.
Ladies, plug up.
Yeah.
This is Moxie. Are you sure it's really her and not somebody impersonating her?
Well,
I mean,
could somebody impersonate her whole BTR page? The messages that I'm getting from her are from her page.
Like
they're sent to my BTR
check?
Inbox.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there's yes, there is a way to fake that, but I don't necessarily know that that's what's being done.
What's her name?
Inbox. Huh?
What's her name?
Who am I? I'm Lady Slugger.
Not you. The person that sent it to you. I mean,
she doesn't have to say that.
Oh, well,
I know who it is. Vince,
I don't
want to
mention her name because I'm not trying to have no kind of fucking drama from anybody else that's following her or
is one of her
little puppets.
Okay.
I'm not going through that.
Hang on a second. Hey, Slugger, just 1 second, Slugger. I just let Setaweyo.
Setaweyo. Setaweyo. Right, that's the whale. Yeah, that's who that is. Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Setaweyo. I'm sorry I didn't prompt you, but go ahead. You were saying.
No, I put them on blast, you know, Lady Slugger, because they'll do you. You know, I've been around here since damn near the beginning, and they've it's been people that have done that to me. I'm Wheelock in the chat room.
Oh, Wheelock. Okay, yeah, Wheelock. All right.
Glad you called in, man.
The situation is, though, is that my show, like I said, has a purpose, and there's people that come to my show that depend on my show. Whether people want to talk shit because my man's locked up, all the women that come to my show, all their men are locked up. So the music that I play.
Yeah, go
who,
ahead.
Who the fuck laughed at that?
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I wasn't laughing against you. I agree with what you're saying, but this is the thing here. When I do shows, and I've started to do even more shows just recently, and I don't even pay attention to really what's going on with that. I kind of identify to some things that Vince is doing, and what I'm hearing on this show. I peek in, and I put my head into a lot of shows. I think I've set records for how many times I've been kicked out of shows. You know, so a lot of these people are a bunch of bullshit, honestly.
I just think it's sad that we're all adults and everybody's fighting about each other's show. Like,
yeah.
I don't go to any, I only go to a few shows on here. You understand? I never go to that bitch's show ever. And because I maybe it was my mistake of doing the little thing I did with her as far as her fake intuitive, whatever the fuck she claims to be. You know what I mean? But I caught her in a lie. And when I caught her in a lie, that's unappealing for that type of shit that she has on her show to be a fucking liar.
You know
what I mean? But I don't lie about nothing on my show. My show is good, and I do have a lot of followers, even especially now with the Flawless crew. They're younger kids, and they're having fun, and I respect the fact that at least they're on the internet having fun, and they're not out in the streets getting high or hurting other people. You know what I mean? There's many other things that they could be doing, but they're not.
Yeah. They were nasty tonight, though. They were really nasty. I liked them, too, and then they went after me. It doesn't bother me, but they're not nice girls.
Wow.
Well, to me, they don't do nothing disrespectful to me at all. In the beginning, I felt a little funny.
Whoa, Lady Slugger, hang on a second.
What?
You hated them at first.
In the beginning, I did. But in the beginning, I was upset with them. But now they are all very nice to me, every single one of them.
Oh, you don't want to have anything to do with them. And
I know that, Vince, and I spoke to them about that. But now they all show me respect because I'm not disrespecting them.
Okay.
The whole disrespecting thing, like...
The same thing with one angry Jew. Him and I didn't see eye to eye at first, but I realized that I was wrong, and I spoke my piece about that, and now him and I are fine. All this bickering shit back and forth, this is the internet. Like,
I'm a troll and a liar.
You know, actually, can I say this real quick? Actually, mm-hmm. I've listened to the One Angry Jew show a few times, and it's a lot of things I agree with him on. It's a lot of things I disagree with him on. But I think that, hey, look, keep doing your show, Lady Slug. I've been there a few times. You know, keep playing that music. You know, honestly, I'm going to be up front with you. Fuck what they say. Just keep doing your thing. You know, stay on point. And I've been doing shows going ahead recently on how people go ahead and get distracted by what's going on in the chat room or even answering, you know, bringing in these calls and going ahead and listening to them and disrupting the flow of the show. Stay with
I don't answer no calls on my show, barely.
Just
to avoid all that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Stick with it. You know, forget what they're saying. And a lot of times I've noticed, because like earlier on when I used to get a lot of people pad my shows, they would call in with all kinds of crazy stuff, and I would answer the calls, but I never did get upset. And I'd just go ahead and stay at my show, and then eventually they just stopped calling with all that BS.
You know, what do any of you guys know about the whatever as far as playing music on your show? I have to get a license to play all the music that I play?
That's what it's coming to. That's what it's coming to, because it's like a copyright infringement. They've been putting lawsuits out on people, man.
When you pay homage to somebody, or like the old shit that I play, like, it's not that I disregard anybody ever. And if you send, like, I don't know, if you send them emails or as much as you possibly could, I've gotten a couple messages back where people were cool with the shit that I was playing that was theirs.
That is... like on the radio or whatever, like main, like music's copyrighted. And I know I work in the radio, and like you have to pay royalties for it. On Blog Talk, I pay no royalties. That's why I have a disclaimer. I say this is for educational purposes only, because it is. I'm learning from it. But if you get money for playing like these songs, whether it's the songs that you play or like if it's the CeeLo one FU, like we can get in trouble, and so can Blog Talk Radio get in trouble, because
they want their cut. They want their cut. Who is that, Lady Moxie?
I'm Callie.
Okay, Callie. You know, one thing I have been doing, because I also have another screen name, I avoid all that altogether. I got friends who have studios, recording studios, and I'm playing a lot of young artists and people that are unknowns. I mean, that's the best way to do it. I say, for me, I even say it on my show. You know, when I do my Wheelock show, hey, I support bootleggers, because these people don't go ahead and support the community or go ahead and support what's going on in the world. They're a bunch of goddamn sellouts. I don't support none of that. But I go ahead, I prefer to go ahead and deal with a lot of young artists. I'd rather go ahead and promote them and push them. I think it makes more sense to go ahead and push a lot of these other people out here that don't have, you know, the contracts with these radio stations and stuff like that. I say forget it.
I play unsigned artists, and I interview unsigned artists, and I also mix in the mainstream with
exactly.
it. That's like my whole thing is mixing mainstream with unsigned artists to kind of get a feel with
exactly.
it. But the like you know the revenue that you can get on Blog Talk Radio, a lot of people are doing that, and a lot of people don't know that they Blog Talk Radio because you kind of sign an agreement, and you playing it, you can get in trouble because these record companies want their money. Plus, and most of the people don't buy music, so you know that you illegally download it, and then you're not paying for anything. So this artist, this company is not getting anything. So what I do to cover my ass, I say go and buy the music, even if I don't. I'm not gonna tell them that, and I said go. Buy
I have like 8,000. I have like 8,000 CDs. You know what I mean? So a lot of the stuff that I play on my show, I don't even download. I upload it into my computer and play it for shit. But if I need to say like whatever the royalties is or a license, I'll buy all that to play the stuff that I have to. You know what I mean? But the fact that I got a threatening email from this woman telling me that she's some kind of whatever she is. That she has the right to ask me where my license is for the music that I'm playing. It really kind of pissed me off.
Well, you should have just basically told her, hey, look, we'll show up here in person because they can go ahead and pretend to be any damn body.
I told her to leave me the fuck alone. She's sending me messages like she's on my dick every day. I get a message from this lady. Like, am I on her mind that much that she finds herself writing me a message every day? She's a grown-ass woman with a husband and a kid. Like, leave
yeah,
me the fuck alone.
Yeah. You know what, though? Oh, Slugga, this is what gets me every time with that bitch. This is exactly what gets me every time. This is why she hates me. Because I get too tired at the end of my show to pay any attention, and people just go nuts on her. This woman hates my guts because everybody comes to my show and, like, just vents about her. If you don't want her to bother you, I would suggest you don't come on my show and say anything. Because I'm, like, the first
woman.
I'm the first place she comes to
well,
see
who gives
who's
a
talking
fuck,
about it.
You know what I mean? Does she don't, like, how often does she come to your show and listen, or does she just come to bitch and whine? Like, what
no,
the
no,
fuck
no,
is
no,
that
no,
about?
No.
I
she
won't come
to
your show if that's what it comes to. That's
relax,
bullshit.
Relax. Come on. She's not here, okay? She listens to him in the archive, all right? She listens to him, like, the next day.
Can I say something? Let me
yeah.
say something here. I'm
listening to something.
In the beginning, you know, early on, it seems like every few months, or every 4 or 5 months, you have another crazy lunatic running around BTR doing stuff. I remember one person that was running around was going to people's shows in the beginning, and man, she was crazy. A lot of times, when if you called a show, she copied your number, and she was calling you and giving you kind of crazy messages.
That's
so yeah. Her name was Deborah Smith. Okay, I'll put it out there. And there were a lot of people that were, that were complaining about her. And eventually, I don't know, maybe this is the same person, but there's always a lunatic here. I've been here since the beginning. Okay, so I know.
Hey Vince, can you?
I've only been here for
6 months. Basic bitch.
What?
Can you unmute basic bitch?
No, I'm sorry, basic bitch. The switchboard. Went crazy before I could unmute everybody. I literally was like, I had like 10 people, and I think a couple people didn't get unmuted in time. So I think you can only hear, unfortunately.
Yeah. That's it. That's how they do things.
That's BTR.
That's
what they want me to pay for.
Right, and they've changed the interface, several times, man. And they it seems like it's okay, but no, actually, it's worse. Right? What they're doing now is pretty bad. It's a lot, I was looking at the topic of your show, Vince, and I really agree with it. You know, there's a lot of people that have been here for a minute, but we got to go ahead and realize it's a business.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
How do you not pay, Vince, and you have a long show the way that you do?
That's right now.
That's right now. I'm grandfathered in, but then now they're letting that expire too. So now they're giving me an ultimatum. I have a couple of days to decide if I want to take a $29.99 a month, I guess, for what's that get me, a 2 hour show? I hope that gets me what I have right now at least.
It'll give me a two hour show. That's I pay, and I get a 2 hour show with that.
Wow, you know
yeah.
something? I've been here since the beginning, and I've been getting 2 hour shows ever since.
When I first started, I was only getting the hour because I wasn't paying, but then I figured, you know, it's not too much that they're asking for. And like I said, with the purpose of my show, $30 really isn't that much.
Really? You guys pay? I don't pay at all, and I can have up to, I want to say 2 hours for free. I don't pay at all.
It's 2 hours live streaming, and then you can go ahead and get maybe another 2 hours, you know, in the when it stops streaming. So, yeah, I, like I said, I've been there for a minute, man. So.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I guess that's 2 hours.
That is 2 hours.
Well, I know that a lot of the ladies that come to my show, they were talking to me tonight and telling me that they are all sending messages to BTR telling them, you know, of what has been going on, because they're all afraid that I'm going to cancel my shit. And, I mean, I don't really have no drama in my life except for the situation that I'm dealing with now. And being on the Internet and catching drama is really infantile to me. I don't expect to be harassed online by somebody that should find something better to do with their time.
I just think it's childish if you're going to go to, like, different shows and, like, totally be, like, this and this and that. I mean, I do shows for, there's a purpose for it. Even if sometimes it kind of goes, you know, not the right way that I go to, but I do it because I want to learn how to be a radio DJ. So when people just come and be stupid, I don't get that.
Oh, I agree with you, because I'm working on going ahead and doing live shows as far as getting in front of a camera, TV type shows, because actually I'm working on doing some cooking shows and some stuff like that, putting out real good information. So. And this just helped me, because I was having problems in front of the camera. I had a whole crew and everything, and I wasn't doing too well. This just helped me a whole lot. So, you know, I can give credit to a lot of the stuff that BTR has helped me do. But, you know, it's for me, it was all fantasy and have a good time. That's why if you see me come to – people take me just too serious. It's just I was having a good time, and people just don't seem to understand my humor.
This is Wheelock talking?
It sure is.
Oh, all right.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I was thinking about the messages that you were sending in the show before I left out.
Yeah, I'm just trying to combine my sense of humor with a little bit of, because I'm not a real shy person, but it's like, I would freeze up in front of the camera, so, and I was having a problem with speaking in public, but I got a lot of good information to put out, so I feel good, and I try to stick with it, and I like coming to the shows like this. I've never heard the other two ladies I heard online. I've heard your show, Lady Slugger, and Vince. I've been to your show quite a few times, and I enjoy the shows, honestly. I mean, I really do. You know, I really do enjoy the show. Thank you. They're really good shows.
You went nuts tonight. I was playing all throwbacks, all real good throwbacks.
Yeah, work it.
Vince was there. He listened to some of them.
Yeah, work it.
So the reason why Blog Talk Radio is charging everyone is because of the royalties and stuff like that people don't pay?
Yeah, it's money involved. I can't remember where I saw the article, but there's a lot of money involved with that. And also BTR, look, from what I know that almost politicians are looking at the shows. People in the corporate world listen to the shows. It's certain shows that they listen to. There are people that they go ahead and they frequent, and they go ahead. It's money involved. That's all it is. It's the bottom line is the bottom line. That's it. You know, there's money involved, and they could be making a lot more money with this. And on the flip side of that is they can be shutting down some of these voices that go ahead and do harm to, you know, the process in America. So it is what it is.
I just wonder if, like, you know, on the side of it, you know, you see different people, like Barack Obama. Was he really on Blog Talk Radio?
You know,
Or was it just a taped interview?
No, it was. They do these things. Politicians do shit like this all the time, where they do conference calls It's really huge on Wall Street too, with when you have, you know, quarterly reports and stuff, and you know, they commonly have huge conference calls where they have a lot of, usually it's just journalists and stuff, but they had one of these conference calls that they had Barack Obama on, trying to, he was pimping healthcare or something, and they just jacked, and somebody had an idea to jack into BTR and make it into a BTR show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it wasn't like they picked Kyle Genesis and said, hey, we want to find somebody to do an interview with Barack Obama on BTR. Would you be the host to do that? Which they do approach people, it seems like, to a certain extent, or there is some sort of outreach, and you know, obviously, because if you look into the featured Today's Pick stuff, you know, some of those are you can tell they've been jerry-rigged, and other stuff, I think it's been like an outreach thing where people say, probably come to them and say, hey, I have this person that I lined up for an interview. Can I get, you know, pimped on?
Vince, that's true. And a lot of these, particularly the right-wing lunatic shows, these guys are also, you know, they're plugged. I mean, some of them, you know, they've played clips from some of these shows on different news outlets, man.
Oh my God! BTR's made it on the news a lot, dude. There's this guy. I think his name is literally like Redneck Bill or something like that. He's like a straight up. He's like the biggest hick, token hick you could ever think of, and he did some rant about Rachel Maddow, calling her Rachel Mad Cow, and. One of her producers or somebody saw it, and she did a little blurb on it, and she, you know, this dude got his mug plastered all over MSNBC.
But Fix News has been on to this for a long time, because they've quite a few times played things that's going on Blog Talk a few times. They've played it a lot of times, this isn't nothing new. They've been doing it, like I said, I've been here since the beginning, since they first started. I think I got here about maybe 3 or 4 months after that, and it's been around for like about almost 4 years ago.
It was like 07 they started, I think.
Yeah, I got here because a friend of mine, I was trying to listen to him on his shows, and I was like, oh man, this guy's boring as hell. But I started going ahead and going around different shows, and people didn't like some of my comments, so I created the Wheellock thing, and I've just been sticking with that, you know, for a long time, because I've come across a lot of lunatics on this BTR stuff, and there's been people here come and go. There's been lots. I mean, literally hundreds of people come here, hundreds of shows I've been to. Some shows were pretty good, and I didn't understand why they left. Then some of these shows were really crappy. The one guy, what's his name? I think Ghost.
My God, Ghost is hilarious. I love that guy. What happened to him?
Yeah. Remember him? He used to be rattling and breaking stuff in the background. He was on for.
He
a
was
minute.
Great. He was like, talk about like he was built for trolls. Like it was, you know, trolls would call in and frustrate the shit out of him, and he would just say, like, "God damn it! God damn it!" I love this country so much, I can't take it anymore.
Right. He was funny.
And then you hear his rap? Oh. He did a rap, too.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. One of his last, like, I just started getting into him towards the end. But
right.
He did a rap on his show, too. I couldn't believe it, dude. That guy's talented. He's a really talented guy.
Actually, you know what, toward the... When he left, I mean, last time I seen him, he had, like, almost about... over 200 people in his chat room. And I remember coming to his show. I remember coming to his show, and it would be just like me and him a lot of times. And he would just have, oh, man, I would literally fall out my chair laughing at this guy. He was funny. It was hilarious. But they've got a lot of people that are here, man. And there was another couple here. They were really crazy. But they would, when they opened their chat room, they had the video. You know, they had their cameras on.
Mm-hmm.
And they would say some really outrageous stuff, man. And I haven't seen too many shows where people are going ahead and running their, you know, their camera on at the same time, man. But they would say outrageous stuff. But there's been some good people here and some really crazy people that just shouldn't be here. I can't remember the one lady's name. She is coming on in the daytime. Powder or something, Susan Powers?
I don't know.
She's it was an actress. Oh, man, she used to go ahead and kick out a lot of people from her shows, and she would put out, you know, some good information, but she admitted, she said she was a lesbian, she hated men, and when men would go ahead and speak up, she'd kick them out of her shows. And she's still doing shows to this day, but she's not a really good host, in my opinion.
Mm.
What?
Wow. Oh, man, poor Iconoclast. Got that.
Why?
God bless him. He just doesn't give a shit. Good for him. That guy takes a lot of shit.
From his friends?
Iconoclast? No, not from his friends. Just on BTR. Just having a show on BTR. Because, you know, if you... I don't know what the exact demographics are on BTR, but I would say there's a good percentage, I would say maybe 50% of just hardcore right-wing conservative, social conservative people. And Iconoclast is flaming gay and obviously blatantly liberal, the exact opposite of half these people. But it's great, though. They somehow find a way to coexist. Like, you know Rambo, right?
Ooh, the bipolar guy.
Rambo, yeah. Crazy dude in Colorado.
He's on your Facebook thing.
He's on my Facebook thing, and so is Iconoclast, and they find some way to coexist. It's crazy.
I think they're both cool. They're both cool with me.
I love them both.
Rambo makes me crack up, and Iconoclast is really sweet.
Yeah, Rambo, like, well, he'll have a, you know, a rights show.
Who was that?
Instead of gay rights, it was straight rights.
Who did
straight
that?
Pride. I'm sorry, straight. He was having a straight pride show.
Straight pride show?
Yeah. Oh, it's great. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Rambo is like, he's harmless compared to some of these other guys that I've seen.
Yeah. Rambo, you know, he's opinionated, he wears it on his sleeve, but he's kind of, you know, he's a good guy. You can tell he means well, you know. He's
right.
Whatever. He's a different breed, and he wears it on his sleeve, and he doesn't care. But I think he deep down he's a good soul. Well.
You know, they've had people here. I know that they've kicked off a lot of people. But have you really listened to some of the shows that come on in the daytime?
I try to every once in a while. But there's just so many goddamn shows. It's hard to really wade through all of it. But there's a few shows I follow. Like, I like... Mari Torres.
Right.
Her show with her husband. I think they're cute. They do a cute little show in the afternoon.
Yeah, they just got married, because I used to go ahead and make comments in their chat room before. But I think I've set records for going ahead and being kicked off, getting kicked out of people's shows here. Yeah, man.
Well, you probably go to the right wing shows and spew your liberal bullshit, and they hate that.
Yeah,
you're not part of the choir. You're not preaching to the choir, so
right.
They don't want to hear that.
Basically, I just go ahead and ask simple questions, and they're like, "Hey, get the fuck out of here," and, you know. I don't think they really realize that they're not. I'm not upset. I'm actually, you know, laughing and stuff. What's this guy named? New guy, Ben Sodomizer. What's his name? Ben Solomon.
Benjamin Solomon.
Yeah. Man, you know, this guy kicked me out of his chat room, and you think he had fucking won the lottery where he was going off about it. I should have recorded that.
That guy should never kick anybody out of his chat room. He should be lucky he gets anybody in there.
Yeah, because it was just me and him there.
Yeah. You probably heard me on there. I call whenever I can, I call into his show.
Oh, really?
Lately I've been calling in as this is Nikolai. Hello, comrade Benjamin.
Okay.
This is Nikolai.
Oh, I got to get him on that, man.
Yeah, because he did a show about about Stalinist liberal plantation or some shit. There's Stalin.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he saw me. I think I was trying to
call in. Yeah, I called in. I was like, hello, comrade Benjamin. We are Stalinists. We are, you know, I pretended like I thought the show was about, you know, was pro Stalinist. And he actually one of the times where he could tell I was fucking with him. It's when I don't disguise my voice is when if I can get through the best to him though. Like I'll call in and try to it's Nikolai, and he's just laugh. He can tell it's fake. But if I just call in talking like this and say, yeah, hi, this is, how's it going? He's just like, oh no, nothing much, Tyrone. What do you want?
Oh man. He's funny. He's funny.
Yeah, he's great. He's fun. He's a lot of fun. There's a lot of people on here that are a lot of fun. Moxie and I have a lot of fun just trolling around and trying to mess with people. I mean, sometimes there's a certain point though where it's kind of like, you know, there's some people on here that are trying to do some serious work, and it's kind of
right.
like, you right. know, like you don't want to mess with the self-help people too much. I don't think.
No, I don't. I usually go ahead and have fun with these guys who go ahead and, okay, this is one issue that I know a lot about. When I hear these lunatics say, oh, Obama's not a parent and all this other stuff, and he just came out of nowhere and everything, and he just threw him in there. And I was in the military. After the military, I worked for the government, and I had a security clearance. So I'm asking these people just simple questions from that process. These people don't know the process. Okay, so they keep throwing out that information about that, and I ask them, what do they know about it? And just asking that little simple question gets me kicked out of the chat room because I know the process. So you can go ahead and tell me that, hey, look, this guy had access to sensitive government information, and they didn't go ahead and check his background. I mean, that's ridiculous. So, you know, it is what it is. You know what? Thanks for having me on your show, Vince. Like I say, good night to everybody. I just time to go ahead and bother some other people.
All right. Yeah. I'm kind of fading here myself, so I'm gonna wrap it up. Thanks
okay.
for coming through, man. I really appreciate it, and I'll try to check you out. You're doing a show these days, right?
Yeah. Tomorrow.
It's like a sounds like the name of a drink or something.
It's Absolute Cranberry.
That's
bring
it. Yeah.
Drinks.
Absolute.
Bring your drinks.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. I love it, man. Yeah,
okay. Did VMAC call in tonight?
VMAC was here for a second.
Oh.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for calling in. Appreciate it. I'm going to wrap it up here and hopefully talk to you all again sometime tomorrow, either on your shows or mine, which will be here at 10 p.m. Pacific as per usual. Thank you very much for tuning in. Those of you that are going to troll around a little bit more, I'm going to be over at Iconoclast TX's room, hopefully having some enjoyable discussion in there or grooving out to something cool rather than talking about trolling and all this other BS. I'll be back tomorrow, hopefully with not another troll show, because I don't know how much I can take of it, really. That's it. Thanks a lot. And refresh and tune into the archives right now.